Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids, a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum, take it from Spoon, and lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Folks, can I get your attention, please? On behalf of Bill, Brian, and everyone here at Three Sons and Dogs, my name's Tim Surprise. I founded and am continuing to be the president of Arcadia Brewing. Thank you so much for coming tonight, and from what I can gather, making this big circle happen every Thursday here for a long time. I see a lot of people that I remember here from last May when we did this back then. Our brewery makes British-style ales out of Battle Creek, Michigan. We've been doing it, thankfully, for about almost going into our 11th year this year. Celebrated 10 last year. Is there anyone and everyone hopefully had one by now? How are we doing so far? Are we finding some that we like? That's a good thing. I have to remember to tell our brewers back in Battle Creek that in addition to being an alternative grain product out of the cereal city, that something beyond sugar and cornflakes can put smiles on people no matter where they are. So we're very proud to be continuing a long and long-standing tradition in Battle Creek for great grain products. I want to thank also the folks here at Three Sons and Dogs for taking a dollar off the pricing on these big beers tonight. So it's a super good price for all of our big beer series, which I'm very proud to be able to say that is all together here tonight. Very few places in Pennsylvania can say that. So you got a real gem here with this location, not only as it would relate to my beers, but all of our craft and better imports tonight. I'm going to be here to try to meet. I think I've met a lot of you already. I'm going to answer any questions that you might have. I just really wanted to say thank you, all of you, for taking the passion and the time to enjoy these beers, not only ours, but crafts and better imports in general. A good indication of that, I got a good buddy of mine here tonight from Unibrew. I'm sure a lot of you had Unibrew products, right? Rick Suarez out of New York. Rick and I have a lot of fun together as often as we can, and we're able to work together in markets like this. Places like Three Sons and Dogs, and your kind of customer, you're our kind of customer, and you're the kind of people that we really enjoy spending time with and hopefully enjoying the beers that we make. So without further commentary and just go on and on, enjoy these beers tonight. I look forward to meeting those of you I haven't met yet, and I hope you'll continue to keep that passion and keep that interest in beers of character. Thank you very much.
Hey everyone, this is Father Spoon.
This is Sick Puppy.
And we have guests again.
Yeah, we got one returning guest and a brand new beer bitch.
What's up?
Who are you?
Java Head.
Welcome back, Java Head.
And you?
I am Dan Gita.
There's a T in that?
There is a T in there. Dan Gita, pronounced with a Gita and a T.
Pronounced with a cheetah and a T. Wow.
What you just heard there was Tim's prize from a recent trip to Three Sons Dogs and Suds in Wexford, Pennsylvania for one of their free sample nights. Tim is the owner of Arcadia, who supplied the beers for that evening, and they had quite a few beverages there and a long, long line.
Yeah, it was packed that night, and he gets a good reception there. He's a great guy, too. Real approachable, talks about his beers, and he just loves what he does.
Well, a lot of those guys that own breweries and do this for a living, you have to be approachable. Otherwise, no one's going to buy your beer.
Well, yeah, some are pricks. I don't know.
I've never met a prick one.
Did you ever meet the Bud rep? Come on.
That guy just has a miserable life, I'm sure.
Exactly.
All right, so what's this first beer that we're drinking?
We have Arcadia Ale's Hop Mouth Double IPA. This is the Brew Crew series. It's the Big Beer series, which is their 22-ounce bomber bottles. And this comes in at 8% alcohol by volume. And do you have any little history on this at all, Spoon?
Actually, on rate beer, this one comes in at 89, which is that's pretty high for for most of these double IPAs. Most people seem to like this one. And over on Beer Advocate, it's an 86. So overwhelming support for the double.
Yeah, this is a good beer. Straight from the bottle, well, let me give you a little description. It says, the first in our Brew Crew Big Beer series, Arcadia Hop Mouth Double IPA is a tasty fix for your Hop Jones. Huge Maris Otter malt and a more than generous amount of fresh hops make this beer memorable. As our Brew Crew says, go big or go home, fuckers.
Oh, first F-bomb.
Doesn't actually say fuckers. I just had to throw that in there. Sounded better to me.
We're not even like 3 minutes into the show and you're already dropping F-bombs.
Dude, I always drop F-bombs. Kill yourself.
So, you know, we have two bombers.
Two bombs?
Yeah, two bombs.
Jihad!
We have two bombers here because there's four of us.
Holy shit, I'm going to come for you now in your beer, bitches.
You can't take my beer, bitches. It's the only thing that gets me through a day at work.
Osama sent us a tape. He says hello.
All right, open this thing with the official SIDT butt plug opener.
Butt plug opener.
Oh, look at that, one-handed.
Oh, look at
professional.
That. I rock. All right, I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to pour the beer bitches first.
That would be me.
Shouldn't he be pouring yours for you?
I think I should.
Yeah, he should. What the hell am I doing?
Dan Gita's a beer bitch.
You know, the first time anyone comes to our show, they have to pour our beers, clean our glasses, open the beers, and pretty much do whatever the hell we want.
I just gave him some massive head.
Holy shit.
Oh, wait.
That is, dude, that's a lot of head on that glass.
That would be beer head.
That's more than a two. Actually, that would be Dan Gina's two fingers, but for a normal person, three.
I apologize to Father Spoon. I didn't give you very much head.
That's all right. It's, you know what? You're still learning the process of the perfect pour.
I'm thirsty. I'm pouring mine fast as hell. And look at that. Mine's getting about the same as Dan Gina's.
I think we emptied out the bottle.
I mean, what I love about this beer, Spoon,
what's that?
Is when you're pouring it, you can just smell that hop aroma. It's huge.
You
smell that, Dan Gita? You know what I'm talking about?
I do smell it, and I got to tell you this, even the head tastes good.
That was dirty.
Spoken like a true rookie.
The head on his beer tastes delicious. That's what he meant.
Can I get more head, please? Thanks.
I do enjoy a good head from time to time.
All right,
guys, cheers, man. Give this a shot.
Oh, dear God, I love hops.
I didn't want to stop drinking that.
I could probably, you know what, after chugging the 120 minute, I have no problem chugging any beer.
I have like a third of my glass left.
Oh, this is delicious. This is nice and hoppy. Oh, so, I can taste the combs in my mouth.
So Java Head and Dan Gita, they're, you know, average beer drinkers, I would say. Java Head's learning. What do you guys think about the IPA?
I gotta tell you, I'm a little bit of a virgin when it comes to good beer, but I gotta tell you,
the only thing you're a virgin to.
He's right. But this is pretty good stuff. I mean, I typically drink lighter beer. I mean, nothing too crazy, but this is pretty tasty.
He's like a football beer drinker that we all know.
Yes, that is correct.
Or, you know, in our local area, it's called the wife beater beers, right, Danjana?
Oh, that didn't take long.
Now, see, this is once again.
I called him Danjana.
It didn't take long to screw up his name.
It's Dan Pita or some shit. I don't know. I just ate a damn pita. That's what it is.
Well, you know, this is what we always tell a lot of our friends and our fans. This is one of the reasons why we do Should I Drink That, is so that we could get the everyday Joes in here to try some of this beer, try craft beer.
The everyday vaginas.
So you get their natural reaction. Oh, this is going to be a long night. Four people. What are we thinking?
What was your name again?
Dan Jeter.
Jeter. Remember that, folks. It's Jeter, not Gina.
We'll make a note of that in the show notes. Yeah.
I need a visual. That fucker needs a name tag. Because I know damn well by the third beer we drink, I'm going to call him Dangina again. I just hope he ain't bleeding.
Oh, God.
I'll be sure to keep my plug in.
And once again, SIDT sinks to a new low.
They don't call me sick puppy for nothing.
And we're not even 5 minutes in.
I know. All right, guys. Oh, you know,
it's a very delicious IPA.
Oh, it's a phenomenal. If you're an IPA fan.
This is a must-buy.
Yeah, it's a must-buy. I would have to agree.
And these are 22-ounce bottles, so be ready for a nice long evening sitting back and chilling with one of these things.
Hoppy goodness. Cheers again, my brothers.
Cheers.
Because I'm going to down mine on this one.
Oh, look at him. The man's chugging an IPA. You got a little head on your stash.
Thanks, Java Head.
Just for you, sick puppy.
Well, I was going to say, we try and keep this podcast classy, but after what I've said, forget it.
You know what? Every frat boy that's listening to this right now just went, yeah!
Good one, dude.
I'm trying to bring it together, man. Bring it all together. You know what I mean?
Bring the frat with the beer.
Can't we all just get along, man?
You know what? I don't even know what the hell I'm going to say about this show because... With four people, dude, this is going to be one hell of an experience. This is going to be like no other SIDT show up until this point.
It's the goddamn hippies.
Hippies would like this.
You hear that? I think I hear a train.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's where this show's heading. One big fat train wreck. All right, you
Look
fuckers.
Look out for the cliff.
I'm done with my Arcadia Ale's Hot Mouth Double IPA Ale. And... Everyone liked it. Agreed?
Agreed. We like
agreed.
It.
Agreed. Very good.
Eat shit and die.
You didn't like it?
No, I liked it. I just wanted to tell Sick Puppy off.
Oh, God.
You know, that's cool because nobody ever has on the show yet. So, you know, Spoon yells at me every now and then, but I edit it out.
Well, you know what?
So it's all about peace and love.
We are absolutely earning our explicit tag this evening.
Yeah, fucking right we are. You douchebags.
Yes, Mr. Dan Jeter, if you don't know, we do carry a very big explicit tag on iTunes and just about everywhere else because Sick Puppy's got a potty mouth.
Yeah, fuck the FCC. Not the FAA, like I said in the old previous show. The FCC.
Fuck the FAA.
You know, I didn't even catch that Java Head until I was editing the show. I'm like, oh, I said FAA.
Yeah, but he called you on it, though.
I know, but I didn't catch it until later.
I totally called you on it, and you just kept going.
What did you say? Somebody
you said FAA, and we're like, I didn't know that. I don't remember, but I called you on it, and you said whatever, and you kept going.
It must have been a good beer.
It was many good beers.
Shipwreck Porter.
Yeah, it was the Shipwreck Porter, so you can understand that. We might even get to a Shipwreck Porter tonight. Ooh. Hint, hint, I don't know.
Which is also another fine beverage from Arcadia Brewing.
All right, now, we're going to play some stupid shit until we come back. Because we're going to need more beers.
Beer bitch.
Get on it.
That's me, Dan Jeter, the beer bitch. I'll be back.
Dan Jeter. Jeter.
The next beer that we have is also from Arcadia Ales.
Of course.
It's Big Dick's Old Ale. Because on SIDT, you can never get enough of the big dick jokes.
Yeah, we got the hard cock, the big dick. We're all about
the butt
porn.
Monkey.
And the butt monkey.
Well, for those of you that are unfamiliar with old
may
style
I interject?
Ale, oh, go ahead.
You know, this is Big Dick's Old Ale, but it's kind of their fun way to give tribute. It's a liquid ale, an ode to Richard the Lionhearted.
There you
get
go.
Get it, Richard Dick. Just wanted to explain that.
I don't think our fans are that slow, but we'll give them the benefit of the
doubt. Or that educated.
Yeah.
Who's Richard the Lionhearted? I don't know.
So, for those of you unfamiliar with an old ale, either spelled OLD or OLDE, if you're British, I guess, it's also called a stock ale or a keeping ale. This is actually the style of English beer with a high specific gravity.
That means it's got some booze in it.
Aged for at least a year and usually ranging between 4 to 12% alcohol by volume, which is a pretty broad range.
Yeah, and the Big Dicks, it comes in at 8%, so it's right up there.
You love this beer, don't you?
Yes,
you just
I
love
do.
Looking at this at the label on it.
He's got a big dick.
Oh, Jesus. Well, the high initial gravity and long aging time of old ales, some of which reach their peak up to 5 years after bottling, give old ales a particular depth and complexity, and many present long, strong overtones of raisin and black crumps.
Yeah, so basically it's a heavier beer.
Yeah, it's most old ales, I should say, are most often bottle conditioned, as much to be stored upright in a cold, dark place.
Right. I have a few of these in
the jokes that we can make.
I know. I have a few of these in the SIDT beer cellar, but we're drinking these, you know, fresh.
Yeah, and they're supposed to be poured gently so as not to allow the bottle's yeast into the glass.
Yes. So crack we're pouring up. Now.
I should sick up. Go ahead and crack that.
Why, thank you. God, I love that sound.
Rape Beer has Arcadia's Big Dicks Old Ale coming in at 50, whereas Beer Advocate has it as an 82.
I got to make the beer bitch pour mine this time. Don't get a huge head on that there, beer bitch. Pour nice and slow.
There you go.
I like it slow. it feels so good when I pour it slow.
That's perfect, beer bitch. God bless you. A little more. Come on.
Oh, sorry.
I see.
The beer bitch is shorting me on the old ale.
We're going to have to do a video of beer pouring, but you know what? Java Head's got it down over here. Yeah, I think he's a seasoned pro now.
Yeah, pour your own there, beer bitch. I got more than Dan Gita did.
What's also the size of your glasses, too, and how they're shaped?
It's not the size that counts. It's how full the beer is.
And check this out. Mine's making a yin-yang.
Wow.
Ooh. Isn't that cool? Look at that. Because that's how I'm going to feel after I get done drinking.
Yeah, fucking A. All
right.
All right.
Raise your glasses.
I'm kind of curious to see how these guys think of this one, because this is not your average ale. Cheers,
it's your
guys.
Old ale. Oh, I like this.
Oh, yeah. It's got that heavy malt flavor to it.
This is pretty delicious.
Did you guys get that aroma on your nose when you were drinking it?
Yeah, what is that?
It's beer.
Oh, thank you.
It kind of has a slight aftertaste to it. I can't quite place it.
You get a bitterness to it?
Maybe a little bit. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what it was. It's almost like a candy or something, like a familiar
malt.
Like a hard candy perhaps.
Malt.
It's the sweet malts that they use in the old ale. You got it right on, man. You know what you're looking for. You just don't know what it is.
Yeah, I'm getting a little aroma of like raisins to it.
Yeah, there's some raisin in there. It's a stronger tasting ale. It's not your normal ale, obviously. It's an old ale. Mm. But you're made a bit heavier.
That's not too bad.
Oh, I love it.
I like
it. It's a great beer.
I got to tell you, it kind of tastes like I'm visiting my grandmother's house.
What the?
Your grandmother smells like an old ale?
You know what?
Does she know that?
Honest to God, she kind of does. Like, I got to tell you.
Down below or just in general?
Well, she doesn't smell so bad down below, but I'm just saying, you know.
The taste is actually pretty close to an ESB for me.
Yeah, pretty much.
I guess, you know, it's pretty much to each his own. These bottles seem perfectly fine for us.
I mean, I guarantee you, you know, we get other people to try this beer, they're going to have a way different opinion of it than all four of us do. It's just you get so many complex flavors out of this and, you know, aromas. It's a great beer.
In fact, I was listening to Craft Beer Radio's show about the old beers. That's what they had tried. And they didn't like this one bit. In fact, they thought something was contaminated. But honestly, the balls that we're having taste delicious.
Yeah, it's a delicious beer. you know, I'm going to stop right there.
I like it. But I do have a small sound clip that I got from their latest show. Now, this would be Jeff from Craft Beer Radio talking, Tim and Greg, and they had one of their friends was over too. But I do have a small clip of them.
Oh, do tell.
Yeah, well, would you like to hear it?
Yes, I would.
Okay, one second. And okay, I'm going to cue this up here, and let me know what you think.
It definitely digs into your tongue, this sourness here. It's not completely unpleasant. It's not like putrid or anything like that. but it is less pleasant than the sourness of the big dicks that we had.
So apparently, they've had some big dicks tonight.
They had some sour show. Big dicks.
So I take it that means they didn't like it one bit.
I wouldn't like a sour dick either, but...
You know what? I've never really had a sour dick before.
Me neither. I wonder what a sour... Never mind. I don't even want to know.
Overall, we like this
Overall,
beer.
All this four of us beer. Like this beer. Cheers, guys.
Cling it up.
You know, I have a history of doing this on this show. I really want to get the next beer, so I'm down in this. I love it. Usually we chug it if we hate it, but damn it, this is a good beer.
And I'll go with you, man.
All right. Job ahead. We all chugging?
Are you in?
Dangita. We chugging?
You know what? You know, it's pretty damn tasty. It tastes kind of like my grandmother. I think I'll drink it.
Oh, Christ. All right, guys, bottoms up.
I get to taste Dangita's grandma.
If he saw my grandmother, he'd take that back.
Or he'd take it from behind.
Yeah, I'd take
it. Oh, Jesus. There we go.
All right. Well, the Big Dick's Old Ale is done.
It was a good dick.
Another recommendation from SIDT. It's a great beer.
It's got a good
flavor to it, good aftertaste.
And there's never
nice aroma.
Enough dick jokes to go around.
I know. Especially on this goddamn show. Wow, I just dropped the GD bomb.
This beer is available at Three Sons Dogs and Suds if you want to go pick some of that up. Or contact some of your local distributors, see if they can get it in.
It's excellent. I don't recommend chugging this beer as a party beer. Ooh. We just did that because we're schmucks.
And because we have a lot of beers to fit in on this show.
This is a nice beer to sit back and relax with, you know, and just it's a good sipping old ale. It's a great beer.
I dig it.
Yeah, the brew crew definitely did it right.
Come on, Sick Puppy, I want some more Big Dick.
Wow.
It definitely was a good multi-flavored beer. I liked it.
Did you like it? Seriously?
I really did. It was good. Very good.
Do you guys get the aroma and the aftertaste of that? The bitterness?
Yeah.
From the hops?
Yeah, very slight bitterness, but like
a little sweet malt.
Yeah, the sweet malt is what I really like about
that. That's awesome, man. It's a great beer, yeah. All right, guys. So that's beer number two from Arcadia Ales, and we'll be right back with beer number three.
Mouth it. I got to tell you, that's a bad idea.
All right, we're back with the next beer.
It's true. I was sitting here drinking a beer, and it occurred to me that long, long ago.
This is an old school story of Sick Puppy and Dan Jita.
Yeah, apparently we're not getting to the beer, so you have to hear the story because he's been itching to say this one.
It's true. In the time long ago, the long, long ago, when
Land of the Lost,
when Sick Puppy and I. Used to drink years ago. I went up to his hometown, and we thought, you know what?
Dude, I forgot about this. Go on.
The hometown of Butler.
Yeah, that's the one.
Everyone knows you bitch about all the time.
We thought to ourselves, well, fuck it. Let's go drinking. So we went out. We went drinking.
Oh, dude, we partied fucking hard.
We did. We did party hard. And we visited a few different breweries, and... As soon as we basically started drinking hard at the one club, we're drinking with this guy. I have no idea who he was, but this guy, he just wanted to fight, and he started fucking talking, and he started on this Marine.
What was this guy like? Is he like a redneck guy or what?
He was so redneck. He had the butch cut with the blonde hair. And I
like the frosted hair?
Yeah. I wanted to slap him myself.
Redneck vanilla ice.
It was bad. All right. So I'm in Butler. All right. And I'm from Pittsburgh. That's quite a ways away.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I know it's true. But I'm up here drinking with a Sick Puppy, and we thought, what the hell? We're gonna have a good night. So I am drunk. We are hanging out with this guy, and he just fucking keeps talking. And he starts on this Marine because of some bitch that's in the area, and he fucking starts on this girl. And then the guy comes up, and he's like, you know what? I'm going to fucking kill you. And pretty soon, we're all outside, and this guy is getting his ass beat by a Marine. Fucking beat. I mean, it was bad. Like, there was blood.
And he got pummeled. I can remember the first thing he said after he got beat, why didn't you guys help me? Because you were a dick, and you were getting your ass kicked. That's why.
Because you're fucking running your mouth, and you shouldn't be.
You know, you know what that reminds me
I'll
of?
I'll defend my friends, but you were a dick.
You know what that reminds me of? That one night when all of us got together and we went over to Club Erotica?
Yes.
Over in the Rocks?
Yes.
Oh. We're in there. It's like 4 a.m. I'm coming back downstairs, and all these guys are outside waiting for me. I go out there, and these guys are just like wailing on each other. Like, what the hell's going on? One bouncer guy goes, he's a Cleveland fan. He said some shit about the Steelers, and like every person that was inside that strip club went outside and kicked the shit out of this guy.
You know, late night at a strip club, you should probably keep your mouth shut, because everyone in there is drunk and wanting to see naked pussy they can't touch.
Especially when it's football season and you see something against the Steelers in this town.
They're already pissed off because they know they have to go home to their girlfriends or wives and not get shit. And they're looking at all that hot-ass skank.
Yes.
This guy, I just remember walking out and everyone's like, dude, we gotta go. What? And then I look over and this guy's just getting the shit kicked out of him.
Oh,
I'm like,
yeah.
Where's our car? I don't know. We're leaving.
Dude, where's my car?
That's when we made the mistake of we drank a case of beer before we left. And then we found out that when you get there, it's basically free beer. You buy, you pay a dollar for a cup, and then you drink the rest of the night. So we were crocked by the time we left that place.
Yes. As most strip clubs usually leave you.
Hey, or that brings me to us. A good point, Spoon.
What's that?
We should do a fucking live show from a strip joint.
Yeah, like they'd let that one happen.
You know what?
I'll work on that.
That would be pretty cool.
They might.
Ash got connections.
All right, we'll have to give that a try. But anyway, to finish off my story.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Please do.
Thought you were done.
No, to finish off my story, this night ended, and needless to say, Sick Puppy tells me, after I've been drinking all night long, he's like, you guys got to go, because this fucking dude, he's bringing trouble that I don't fucking need. So he tells us that we all got to leave. So I get in my truck, and I'm in Butler, and I got to drive back to Pittsburgh, and I am fucking plowed.
Just for the record, should I drink that does not endorse any kind of tipsy driving. But if you're going to do it,
God will drive you home.
Yeah.
It turns out God drove me home that night. But
I'm just glad God can drive a stick.
You know what? The son of a bitch needed glasses, though, because I hit the guardrails twice. And I got to tell you, when I got home, I wasn't happy. Ironically, on my trip home, both guardrail hits were I barely touched the guardrails. So I have on my truck to this day black marks on each of my wheel wells.
Dude, how many years ago was that? Get it fucking painted.
That was about 5 years ago, and I still to this day have the marks on each of my wheel wells where each one hit the little
You think of me every time, don't you?
I do. I look at them and I say that inch-long mark is from fucking the fucking Sick Puppy's night of drinking. Yeah. And it's all worth it. I love every moment.
Well, you know what? That also reminds me of the time when Danjita and I used to have a place over in a certain area of town.
Yeah.
And one night, you know, he was out partying hard and everything. Next morning, I get up, I go downstairs, and he's passed out on the couch. Like, half naked, passed out on the couch in his boxers and everything.
That's one thing I don't want to see,
well,
dude.
Well, you know what? I'm looking around, and the front door is wide open. I was like, what the hell is this? I look outside, and he trickled from his truck all the way into the front living room. His clothes were out there. His laptop in the leather bag was still out there. He's like, have you seen my stuff? I'm like, yeah, it's on the way to the truck. He goes out there, and he's like, huh, imagine that. But there's just clothes trickling all the way in. Anybody could have came by, stolen everything out of our house. But you know, no one did because they probably saw him laying there going, I ain't talking about that. And I just remember looking at him going, this is why I live here. I love this.
Awesome.
Because now I can tell these stories.
That reminds me of the time that one good buddy dropped me off after a good night of drinking at my old apartment in Butler. And I was fucking tanked. He had to like carry me into the fucking apartment and threw me in the door. I wake up the next morning, he calls me, dude, how you feeling? I'm like, must have been a good night. I had my underwear was on the windowsill. I had a pair, one sock on the fucking countertop, one on the stove, pair of jeans in the hallway, and I'm still sleeping in my T-shirt. It was a good night.
Oh, Jesus. All right,
like, fuck it, I'm going to bed, just stripping like a drunk motherfucker.
Oh, those are beautiful stories.
Oh, those are beautiful days, man. This is kind of a reunion show here between the four of us, so bear with the comments.
I want to go on record to say that I've never passed out in a bathroom and pissed on my socks in the toilet. Thank you.
Lies. Lies. All lies. He definitely has.
I had a friend of mine get drunk and shit in the bathtub once. That was wrong.
That would have been me.
No, I have another friend that did that, but thanks for admitting that.
It turns out I didn't need to admit that, but I also did that one time.
Oh, my
That's
God.
Just fucking wrong, dude.
I was in St. Louis. I didn't know.
Where it happened when I saw it, it wasn't my house, so I didn't really give a fuck.
When I did it, it was on a business trip after way too many Guinnesses. And afterwards, my coworker came to the room to wake me up to catch the flight home in the morning. It was about probably 7 a.m. He walks into the room, and he's like, oh, my God, this stinks like shit in here. I blamed it on, like, some of the guys I worked with. I told them they snuck into my room and fucking didn't flush the toilet or something. But
So if you're listening to this show, Dan Jeta did it.
Yes, I definitely shit in the bathtub while I was throwing up in the toilet.
Oh my God.
That's fucking great.
True story. Dude, this is the kind of shit that only gets played on satellite radio.
Yeah, I'm not editing this. That was classic.
Oh my God, I'm in tears.
Because this Dan Jeta admitted he shit in a tub. That's just classic.
If you've never washed shit down the drain of a bathtub, I got to tell you, it's challenging.
Well, you might want to take it like a plastic bag or something, try to pick it up like a dog shit. You fucking spent 3 hours trying to get it down that little drain with the little holes in it, you idiot. Just pick it up and get it over with.
You know what? When you're hungover in the morning from drinking too much the night before and shitting in the bathtub, you really don't think about that sort of thing.
You just wash it.
Well, that's when you should do it because you're all hungover and you don't, you know, you're not really coherent of what you're doing. All right, while I'm still half fucked in the head, I'll pick up the shit.
You know what? What does this have to do with beer? Nothing.
Nothing. Let's go on to our next beer. What do you say? Wait, Javahead has a comment on that.
For all of you that we've lost along the way during this conversation, I beg of you, for Father Spoon, come back. We didn't mean it. This is going to, you'll never even hear this. It won't even make it to the show.
Oh, goddamn right it will.
We want you to listen to the show about the beer and come back. Please give us another chance.
You know, if this doesn't make the final cut, it's definitely going to be on an outtakes.
No, fuck this, dude. It's making the final cut. Dan Jeta shit in a tub. This is classic. It's a keeper. Thousands of people will be listening to this, well, over about the next 12 years.
Well, you know, I have so many pictures from all the parties that we used to have at our old place.
You don't have a picture of Dan Jeta shitting in a tub, do you?
No, he never did that because we didn't have a tub.
Excuse me.
We had a shower
for the
stall.
Sensitive, defecating in a bathtub.
We're not on FM radio. You can say that.
Yeah, he pretty much crapped in a tub. Jesus.
Right, let's start drinking this beer.
All right, yeah, enough witty banter and true stories from Dan Jeta. What's the next beer, Spoon? I love the name of this fucking beer, by the way. Well, I'll let you introduce it.
The next beer that we have is Serial Killer Barley Wine.
From, again, Arcadia Ales.
I don't know if Arcadia is going to want to talk to us after this show.
I know.
Tim, surprise, honestly, we had this whole thing planned out, but you know what? When you get four guys together that haven't talked in a while, dude, shit's going to happen. And unfortunately, it's with your beer tonight.
We're still pimping your beers, brother.
And it's good beer. We're all liking it, so. There is a plus side to the sadistic side of SADT, which you're listening to.
Well, if your beer sales spike, Mr. Surprise, we'll be doing shows with these two assholes for a while.
Oh, Lordy.
And so, everybody knows our history of barley wines.
We haven't liked them.
No, there's a few that I do like, but and as a whole, crap.
Not a fan of the whole barley wine style, but it could just not be because of the ones that we've had.
Right. So we're going to crack open the Arcadia Serial Killer Barley Wine Ale. And I must say, the label kicks ass.
And that's because there's a spoon on the label.
It's got a hand. Yeah, there's a creepy, like, murderous hand holding a spoon that's dripping shit.
Milk. It's dripping milk.
And there's, like,
milk.
And there's photographs on it. And we'll post pictures of this on the website later.
Notice at the top of the spoon it says 10th Anniversary Ale.
Oh, good catch.
Thanks for noticing that, Jawhead.
I can see that with my contacts on.
All right, I'm going to crack mine open while Spoon talks about the barley wine.
Well, it is 10%. and it's very, very, very intriguing looking, I have to say, with this label. I'm digging this label. I can't stop looking at it. It's so damn cool.
It rocks, man.
A Beer Advocate has it at an 85. Check that out.
Yeah.
While Rate Beer has this as an 86. So it's pretty even among everyone that's taken a crack at this so far.
And I have high expectations because it is Arcadia.
It's, you know, we've never really had a bad beer from Arcadia. So
no, not
I
at all,
complain.
Man. Not at
and
all.
And this past summer, actually at a family reunion, I was cooking with some of the London Porter from Arcadia, which was, let me tell you.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. We got to do that on the show sometime,
when I was
dude.
Cooking brats, we have to do a video of this because the brats that I made with the beer bath and the onions and the butter and everything, oh, let me tell you, like butter.
Like
awesome.
Butter.
Actually, I had a lot of requests from my family to make this again. And then they actually tried some of the London Porter and couldn't believe that there was beer out there besides Budweiser and Coors and everything else. Because, well, in Erie, you don't get anything else besides the football beer.
Right. I'm really anxious to see what Java Head and Dan Gita
feel. You two quit blowing
feel.
Kisses.
They're whispering sweet nothings
he
off mic.
He loves me.
We need a live webcam when we do
yeah,
this.
No doubt. I'm really curious to see what Java Head and Dan Gita.
Dan Gita.
Dan Gita.
Feel about this beer, because this is not your normal beer.
No, go ahead.
And for average beer drinkers to try this and like it, I'll be surprised. Yeah. Cheers, guys.
Guys, raise your glasses. Down the hatch.
Oh my God, that's good.
I like a barley wine.
I know, dude.
Holy shit.
And this is a more of a stronger barley wine than I actually would prefer, but it's good.
Rick from Pacific Brew News. Yeah, you know what? I like a barley wine.
Yeah.
So you can quit riding my ass on this one. I actually found a barley wine that I like.
Well, there's a couple that I like. I like the Old Nick's from Young's. That's a great barley
yeah,
wine.
That's a good
it's
one,
It's malt
too.
Heavy,
yeah.
But it's not the normal barley wine. And then I like the Weyerbacher Blithering Idiot.
So I'm not a fan of
the
Blithering Idiot because I think it has too much of an alcohol taste to it.
You like the Insanity?
Yeah.
Insanity, for those of you who don't know, is Weyerbacher's version of the Blithering Idiot, but it's oak-aged. So what do you guys think about that? How about you, Java Head?
It's not bad. It's definitely heavier, and it has a malty caramel-type taste. I'm not really sure of the rest. It's not as strong of a malty taste as the last beer. It's sort of more mild, but it's pretty good. There's nothing overpowering about it.
Well, there's just enough sweetness to it is what I like about it. It's not overly sweet or anything. It's like it's perfect. Unlike the other ones where you know we've had with the Talon and the Killer
Penguin.
Dude,
don't mention Talon.
Yeah, those were just awful.
Talon and Killer Penguin are horrible. What do you think,
Danjita?
Honestly, I like the beer. It tastes good. It kind of tastes like an apple orchard. Like that's that kind of I don't know.
That's interesting.
You know what? I'm kind of tasting Red Delicious.
Red Delicious.
There's a slight tinge of Red Delicious in this beer. It's good.
Now, see, this is why I like bringing in the everyday beer drinkers, because now we're getting their reaction to some of these craft beers that we've had before. Well, we haven't had this one before, but
yeah. Well, these guys, you know, they don't know the style, and they don't know what they should expect.
Right.
And you're getting an honest opinion of what these guys, you know, taste and feel and think and about the beer, which is great.
Now that you mentioned it, Dan Gita, there is some sort of a fruity. Some sort of taste to it. I don't know what that is.
You
but
know what? It's fructose. Oh, honestly, I'm tasting from some fructose.
There's some sort of fruit taste to it, but I really like the caramel type taste of
it's
those
good. It definitely has the caramel aftertaste, but the initial taste is a very like a sweet apple, very similar to a Red Delicious.
You're getting like Red Delicious apples.
So you guys are getting a fruity aftertaste to it, right?
Now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
right?
You guys are getting a fruity aftertaste to it, correct?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's good.
I mean, that's basically what a barley wine goes for, is like a little fruity aroma, you know, a little fruity aftertaste.
Some are
heavier than others.
They usually have a lot more alcohol to them than your standard beers because
right.
it is kind of like borderline of a wine.
What
that's
are
why
these,
they call
Spoon?
It a borderline.
You know?
Yeah, it's about 11%.
Nine.
Yeah, this year's our serial killer is 9%.
This year's is 9, all right. Because yeah. I know most of them are
It does change every year.
Okay, so yeah, it is 9. It's very small on the label. And I probably even said
in our area, in the PA area, this is $8 for a bomber bottle, which for those of you who don't know.
Oh, Jesus, he's
thanks
purging.
For the background noise. is a 22-ounce bomber.
It's $8 at Three Sons Dogs and Suds.
22 ounces of delicious cereal killer goodness.
Yeah, it is deliciousness. I like it. You know, we've had three great beers tonight.
Yeah.
This is like a first for us.
I hate to be a biased prick, but I've not had an Arcadia beer that I didn't like.
The one IPA I had from them when we first
not
tried
the double, them, right?
No, it was like just a single IPA was very carbonated.
Really?
Watered down.
Which one was that? Do you know?
It was like a standard IPA when we first tried their beers when Tim Surprise came to Three Sons last year.
Mm-hmm.
And we had that. I didn't really like the IPA, but the rest of the beers were good. And I revisited their beer since, and it tastes a lot better. So it might have just been the bottle I had. But
yeah, maybe. Who knows? Maybe. But anyway.
It's a little bubbly inside.
Again, another great beer. But on a side note, we're recommending a barley wine. We don't usually do that.
This is a first for us.
Because most barley wines suck.
But they fuck you up pretty quick.
Well, yeah, if you're chugging it like we do.
we chug a lot, so you don't have to.
You're right. So, another great beer from Arcadia Ales, and we'll be right back with the next one.
Because we put the class in chugging.
Yes, we do.
Cheers. I don't know if we're going to have much left of this show after this beer.
This beer. We at least three of us on this show have had this before, and we all agree.
But we're doing this one for you because this is the first time we've done it on air.
And Arcadia, right now, Tim Surprise, I would like to thank you personally for brewing this beer. This beer
is the reason why we drink.
Yes. This beer is heaven.
And why
to
I crawl out of, this is why I crawl out of bed in the morning so I can have another.
Oh, dear God. This is the best beer on the planet as far as I'm concerned.
If you haven't had and you know what? Now that I think about it, it's probably not fair that we already like this beer. But we're going to review it for you.
But we got one person that had it once, and then we have a
newbie.
Unbiased opinion over here.
But you know what?
Dan Gita.
We have to have this beer available for everyone to find out about because it is that good.
I can honestly say I've never tasted this motherfucker, so we're going to see how it goes.
Dan Gita likes whiskey, so I think he's going to love this fucking beer.
As the drunkenness slowly settles into the crowd here.
And
in
on that
studio.
Whiskey note, what is this beer, Father Spoon?
This would be Arcadia Ales Shipwreck Porter.
I'm not even waiting for that cue to open it. I'm fucking opening it.
Another beer from their big beer series, courtesy of the Brew Crew.
I love this beer so much, I'll even pour it for our beer bitch.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. Now, see, the cool thing with this beer is it actually ages inside 10-year-old whiskey vats. So it consumes.
What are the whiskey vats? I forget. Is it Elijah Craig?
Big old barrels of whiskey.
Elijah Craig whiskey?
I don't remember.
I forget the company that they get them off of.
But yes, basically these barrels used to hold 10-year-old whiskey in
Even
it.
Even pouring this stuff just makes me.
It smells delicious. You have to give him a little bit more head on his beer there so he can enjoy the full aroma of this. Oh, look at that. Dan Gita is looking scared right now.
I'm a little fearful.
Now, if you go to Rate Beer, this comes in at 87. But surprisingly,
it's come out at 100, motherfucker.
It should. But if you go to Beer Advocate, not enough people have reviewed this yet to get a rating on it.
It's usually the other way around. That's funny.
Apparently, our Beer Advocate fans need to go out there and buy some of this.
Yeah, I gave Dan Gita. More in his glass than mine.
Oh, you know why?
He's a newbie, so.
You know what? Shipwreck Porter has two different entries on Beer Advocate. That would be why. It's a bourbon. They have it as a bourbon, and then they also has Arcadia Shipwreck Porter. The actual Shipwreck Porter entry has it as an 84.
Nice.
Good numbers.
So we're going to let these newbies, at least one newbie, try the Shipwreck Porter right now. Cheers, guys.
Gentlemen, raise your glasses. Enjoy your beverage.
Clunk and drunk.
Smell that aroma even before you even drink it. Oh, my God.
Oh, look at the look on Dan Gita's face. He just perked up.
That was a Kodak moment. What do you think?
I got to tell you, it came out of nowhere and it slapped me in the face. I really enjoy it.
Did you get that oak-aged whiskey flavor?
You know what? It tastes like it's sat in a Jack Daniel's barrel, and it's good. It's not too heavy. It's very, very light on the tongue. I really like it.
It's not Jack Daniel's barrels. I want to say Elijah Craig whiskey, but I'm not sure on that. So we'll post that later, you know, to be sure. You know, we don't want to, you know, misinform our fans.
It tastes to me a lot like Wild Turkey. I've had it it's like just, rare breed, not the regular.
It's
style,
a porter, you know, with, I mean, whiskey dumped,
yeah,
in it, man.
It is. And I've had this before, and it's exactly the same. It's not my favorite drink. I can see why people like it, though. You know what I mean? It has a great taste, a great whiskey barrel type taste, and it's not necessarily for me, but it's a good beer.
Yeah, this is an excellent beer. I mean, if you're not a whiskey fan, you might want to stray away from this, honestly. We all love this beer. Well, I don't know, but maybe Dan Gita doesn't.
Best I beer like ever.
He's digging it. Yeah, we love this beer. We'll pimp this to the ends of the earth.
I don't love this beer, but I see why people who like whiskey love this beer.
Yeah.
Because I've had my share of whiskey. And
well,
it,
there's
it's,
a lot of
oak
aged everything,
right.
But this one, man.
This has the unique.
A very pronounced whiskey flavor.
It is definitely has the oak aged flavor of a whiskey. And if you like whiskey, you'll love this beer.
Well, from what Tim Surprise has told us when he was here locally, when they first tried to brew this beer, the state wouldn't let them sell it because it was too much like a whiskey.
There was too much alcohol in it.
Yeah, so they had to actually take their porter and mix it with this and make the shipwreck porter. They had to like mix it with another beer they're already making,
kind
of tone
strong.
It down.
And you know what? I'm glad that, you know, this is one of the nice things
about...
Oh, it's
perfect, man. The balance is great.
One of the nice things about, you know, the brewing companies like this, or the craft beers, is because of the fact that they can just experiment with whatever they
want.
Yeah,
exactly.
Now, they're not afraid to try new things, and thank God Arcadia did this.
This beer is pure heaven to Sick Puppy, dude.
And honestly, I wish people could see the slits that are in Dan Gita's
eyes.
Dan Gita,
Dan Gita, I said it again. Dan Gita.
Big
Dan
Gita's cherry red Irish cheeks.
Yeah, he's a smiling fucking tall leprechaun right now.
He has crashed into the shore and is totally shipwrecked.
I gotta tell you, this beer is kicking my ass.
It's good stuff, though.
You know, I that's a hiccup, and I like it. This is good beer. It makes me hiccup, and I enjoy every moment of it. I hope to have more.
But Dan Gita, if you were sober, would you enjoy this beer as a sipping, you know, by the fire beer?
Well, I've never sipped this beer sober before, and that may be...
You know what? Dan Gita would be laying there with his lady friend, rolled up in a bearskin rug.
It's very
in front
possible.
Of a fire, in a cabin somewhere in, I don't know, like...
That
Tiger
reminds
Hill.
Me of the Conan movie, where he's in front of that fire with that witch. It turns all evil on him and shit.
I got to tell you, I'm probably going to drink this beer again. I really like it.
Just not tonight.
No, not tonight. I've had enough for tonight.
Sorry, Tim, but shipwreck porter will make you take back shit you never stole.
And it really is a sipping type drink.
It's like having. It's meant to be enjoyed slowly.
Right. It's like having something over the rocks.
Yeah, I mean, if you party with this beer, you're us.
Yes.
You know,
because we're
don't
metal.
Try this at home because we're metal.
Well, this is definitely an excellent beverage, and anybody that can get their hands on it, by all means, go out and get some Shipwreck Porter from Arcadia.
Especially if you're a whiskey fan, I mean, this is top-notch shit.
Show me your metal face. Worship me.
Sorry, awesome. I had to get a little Satan trip in there. So, all around the board, Arcadia Shipwreck Porter kicks ass.
Yes.
It is good. Not for me, but it is good.
I agree. I like it.
Would you buy this for yourself?
I believe I would buy this for myself, yes.
Motherfucker can't even talk right now. How about you, Jafed? Would you buy this, like at least a single bottle for yourself?
A single bottle.
Enjoy on your own?
Yeah, a single bottle, yes. It's not my particular flavor because I'm not a whiskey guy. But it is very good. Like, I enjoy this more than I enjoy whiskey.
Sweet, dude.
And if you're going to go out to your stores, look for it. There are certain states that they distribute to right now. Would you like to know what they are?
Why, yes, Father Spoon, I certainly would.
I'm glad you asked. It's available in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, of course, the great state of Pennsylvania, Illinois, Minnesota, New York, Virginia, Kentucky, Missouri, and Ohio.
And if any of you fuckers out there want to try this, can't get it, you know, talk to us. We might ship you some shit.
Well, you know what?
And then, you know, beg and plead for Arcadia to ship to your goddamn state.
You know what? This is in Illinois, so our buddies over there at the Beer Report should be able to get this.
Yeah, but not in Peoria. That's just a shit town. Or Peking, whatever.
Where the fuck they're from.
I don't know.
Go to Chicago.
It's Illinois, for Christ's sake.
There's, what, like two cities there?
Yeah, whatever.
It's farmland.
Well, I don't know, dude. I digress.
You said from Missouri, too,
I guess. Have Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. That's about it.
We live in Pennsylvania, okay?
Pennsylvania. Right next up north. Woo-hoo.
Now go to Mill State. Yeah. Over there, you're going to find Donnie Irish.
We're more white trash than redneck, I think.
It's wonderful.
PA is a fucking welfare state, but I'll stop there because this show does not get political, and I don't want it to go there.
But we have pretty mountains.
You got a pretty mouth. Oh, mountains. Sorry.
Yen's got pretty mountains in that.
Make him squeal like a piggy. All right, so all you guys listening to the show, you know how this fucking show's progressed.
Or downgraded since you started this one.
Which, but I think
Father Spoon's the only one sober enough right now.
You know, the killer is for me.
People.
We ended this show on a shipwreck porter.
Which is the way someone should end their life.
Yeah, if you're going to, like, slit your wrist, there's two things I should tell you. Remember, kids, it's down the street, not across the road. And if you're going to kill yourself, drink some shipwreck porter before you die.
The opinions expressed previously are not that of shouldidrinkthat.com, but of that is specifically of Sick Puppy.
And also, if you're going to stick yourself in a bathroom with a bunch of girls going, and one time you choke on the fumes.
Nice bubble bath and a toaster. Can't go wrong.
You know what? Cook yourself up a nice steak and have a shipwreck porter. Because that's the way I'd want to go out.
All right, on that note, I think we should
end it. Try to get it out, dude. I wish we had video of this whole night, because you know what?
I burped as I was talking, and it didn't come out right.
Someone's a little messed up right now.
Cheers, motherfucker.
I haven't been this fucked up since the last time I was this fucked up, which had been like yesterday.
All right, gentlemen, for one last time this evening, raise your glasses.
Salute.
Cheers.
Salute.
Wow. Dan G got a lot left.
And I'm out.
He will be out soon.
He will be.
Anyway, it's been a great show. We kind of ended on a drunken stupor, which most of you fuckers love anyway.
One thing I want to make known to everyone is if you want to go visit the Arcadia Brewery.
Please visit the website and Tim Surprise because he's a great guy.
It is in Battle Creek, Michigan, and the website is ArcadiaBrewingCompany.com. You can also reach them at area code 269-963-9690. Call them up, get tours of the brewery. Tell them shouldidrinkthat.com sent you.
And what's our website, Spoon?
Shouldidrinkthat.com.
And on that note, we end this, I would like to have Father Spoon talk about our new promotional deal with GreyKangaroo.com.
Oh, yes, this is the big surprise we've been holding out for you guys.
If you guys have been waiting to buy a Grey Kangaroo after talking to us, please buy it now, and Father Spoon will fill you in details on how to buy it through us.
So here's what's going on. We've been in contact with the guys from Grey Kangaroo. Found out they're actually friends of... You know, they're friends of our show, the fans of our show, whatever you want to say. We did not go to them. They actually came to us, which is pretty damn cool.
I do that rock.
This is what we got into this
whole
thing
for.
They
found us.
They emailed us and said, hey, we love what you guys have been doing with the Grey Kangaroo. So here's the deal. If you go to order a Grey Kangaroo, mention that you were buying this because of shouldidrinkthat.com. Basically, we don't get much out of the deal, but it helps cover the cost of our beers and shit like that. We get a couple bucks. But, you know, mention Should I Drink That. It helps out the show, helps us get better recording equipment, better stuff, better shows for you in the future. And hey,
not better guests, though. These guys suck.
Yeah. Although if you'd like to get on our show or send us an email or anything else, send us some hate, go to shouldidrinkthat.com, go to our blog, and you'll see a form for or click on the Contact Us.
Contact Us form.
And you can fill that out. We will reply to everyone that emails us. But, we have this great deal with Grey Kangaroo. We will be pimping this on the website. And like we said, when we've tried it before, some things have turned out okay, some things haven't. We'll give you our honest opinion. But, hook up with these guys. Order this personal alcohol filter.
Which is the best alcohol filter ever.
Yes, we'll be doing some videos here shortly with the Great Kangaroo.
Right.
Basically, think of it as putting your alcohol through a Brita. Yeah, the Brita filter.
Which you spend less, and it's so much easier.
Oh, yes. You get a lot more out of
this. It's a shortcut to no hangovers and good booze and spending less.
Yes. Because you could put a $6 bottle of vodka through this like we have and come out with like a $20.
$60 bottle of vodka,
it's,
really.
Yeah, it's vodka. It absolutely works. So check out the Great Kangaroo personal liquor filter. We will have a link for this, but if you don't want to wait for that, go to liquorfilter.com and pick one up and say you got it from the guys. Should I drink that? Because
hey, help us out, man.
Yeah, help us out. Cause
we're fucking getting broke.
This beer's getting expensive.
And if there's anybody on that note, too, we'll also be selling beer bongs or bottle bongs soon.
The bottle beer bong from
beer bong.
beerbongusa.com.
It's not totally done yet, but it will happen soon. So if you're going to buy a bottle bong from us after seeing our videos, please wait for us because it does help us out.
Yeah, and we're setting something up for this.
We don't make shit. It's just covering our costs.
Yeah, it helps pay for some new equipment. And
our alcoholism.
Yes, that. Pretty much that, too. So, you know, give some love back to the podcast.
Yeah, please.
We appreciate
it.
And also, if you get the chance, go to our web store, too. It's cafepress.com/SIDT.
Buy some swag,
buy some shirts. They're pretty cool. Chicks dig it. And if you're a chick, guys dig it if you buy the thong.
Which we'll have up soon because I don't think we have that right now.
I'll make one with our faces on it, whatever.
Yeah,
buy the T-shirts. Buy whatever.
That's what I was pressing Spoon on doing. He's like, dude, we're going to have some panties with both of our faces on. He's like, no, we can't do that. I'm like, come on, dude. So, it's the coolest thing ever is have some hot-ass chick with my face.
Yeah, so go buy
right on next to her crotch. Come on.
Go buy our stuff and, you know, how about the show, whatever you can.
Yeah, you know, love us or hate us, kill yourself.
It's a good time.
If you don't like us, eat a bullet. That's all I got to say.
Jimmy Norton's going to be suing your ass.
Yeah, whatever. And again, right. Remember, kids, it's down the street, not across the road. If you don't get that, look it up.
All right, the beers are finished.
Dan Gina's isn't.
Java Head's and mine's finished.
Cheers, you fuck. He's got a lot to chug, man.
He's feeling pretty good.
The final chug of the evening. Bear with us. You guys talk while we chug.
I told him that the shipwreck porter would sink his ass, but he didn't believe me, but now he sees the true power of that beer.
Look at him go.
You know, as a trained professional, I will say, you probably should not chug the shipwreck porter.
Oh, look at it the will, light in his eyes. Oh!
It will kill you. So if you're not a hardcore, you know, if you don't have a good high alcohol tolerance, don't chug the shipwreck. And on that note, if you're underage and listening to us, kill yourself in the first place.
Don't kill yourself.
But we are not responsible for what you do for watching our shit.
Or listening to it.
It's for anyone underage, it's entertainment value only.
And you know what the look
if you're overage, you fucking drink it up, bitches.
The look that Dan Gina just had on his face and has right now.
I think he just crashed.
It's like a little person came up and just headbutted him in the nuts.
True.
He went from a total adult to looking like a 3-year-old kid. Hey, mommy, look at me. Yeah, I'm happy. He's tanked.
This beer makes my vagina hurt. It's good. It's good, but my vagina hurts so bad.
Oh, we're having a good time tonight. So we're gonna wrap this up, and then we're gonna hit to some post show beers and the after party, of course. That we'll have going on here. We'll probably do some videos or something.
If this is live, meet us on userplane.com in the Tiki Bar chat. But it ain't live, so.
But we're usually there on Friday nights.
Yeah. Or Saturdays or Sundays or Mondays or
any
Tuesdays.
Other day, when's and why.
Yeah.
If I'm alone drinking, I'll be on fucking Tiki Bar chat talking to my peeps. And on that note, this has been Sick Puppy.
This has been the Most Reverend Father Spoon, along with
Java Head.
And Dan Gita.
Coming to you with another episode
of ShouldIDrinkThat.com Beer Reviews.
Where even if it's crap,
we drink it
so you don't have to. God, I love that tag.
Bitches!
See ya!